Very well, thank you. Great to be here. Great to be involved with such a great crew of guys. And Gareth Hall's gone walkabout again.
Well, you know what Gareth's like. He gets bored during the day, and he's also saving up a lot of money for an engagement ring. So he's actually working tonight. So he just goes with who pays him the most, Dwayne, basically. So we couldn't match the fee that they were giving him tonight, so he's decided to do the night shift. Hey, have you won a Ballarat Cup?
No, I haven't, no. This is a race I haven't really got close in it, to be honest. It hasn't been the greatest hunting ground, the Ballarat Cup, for me.
And Dwayne, previously before the track refurb, it was probably a bit of a leaderish track, but looking at the first two races today, it's played pretty evenly. What have your experiences been?
Yeah, it certainly looked like it. The horse up on speed inside run second, just got beaten, the winner come from back in the field. So it looks like it's very even out there. As you've alluded to, the refurb of that track, taking the dip out of it at the top of the straight, and they've done a great job with that. There is an X factor in this day in the clockwise races, and that's a tricky race. It's a hard race for the Melbourne horses to go that way around. It gives them a look before they head to Queensland, but it's probably pretty tricky to try and do the form and see whether it's going to hold up as good as it is. On speed, near rail usually suits that track as well.
Yeah, I was probably about to ask that on that, you know, the other way turn. The camber's a bit different. How do the horses handle it? I guess it's different for each horse.
Yeah, it's changed a bit as they remodelled that track and took that inside track away, which we used to race on the inside circuit and back onto the course proper. So I think it's a much better run. There is a climbing up a hill. You're actually climbing nearly the whole way right to the top of the straight. So it's quite a tough 1,000 metres there, and these two-year-olds really feel it. They seem to go well. They run past the mounting yard in a peculiar spot for them. They're usually wanting to exit stage left and go to there, and to be able to keep running past that and then heading up to the other end of the straight is quite different for them. Most of them would have trialled there, so they'll get one look at it. But it's an interesting concept, and it seems to work, and it gives the horses from Melbourne an opportunity to go that way around at high speed.
Dwayne, what's it like for the jockeys just on the back of what's always a massive Melbourne Carnival and such a frantic week at Flemington? Is it almost a nice change of pace when you get to go to a Ballarat meeting like this a fortnight later? Or are you just so accustomed to riding day in, day out, you become immune to where you're going and the circumstances surrounding you?
Yeah, this is probably getting a bit flat at this stage. You're looking for a rest and to recharge the battery. So this can be a tough day to get through. They're lucky, fortunate enough today, the weather's fine, but if you hit a wet track there as well, it's doubly hard. But yeah, a lot of these guys that have been, you know, in the hot seat throughout the spring, they'll be starting to feel this. Hopefully they can get through today with a winner, and I would suggest a few of them just take a week or two off, recharge the batteries, and then we head in through to Christmas and on to the autumn.
Now, I'm sure the $500,000 purse in the cup might help them get make the drive up to Ballarat, but also it's Tatura Cup Day and Kilmore Cup Day, so the country cups kind of heat up as well. Do you have a favourite country track to ride at, Dwayne?
I probably didn't do a lot of the country circuit around Victoria, but Tatura looks like an on-speed sort of track. I haven't really been there much, and I probably haven't covered that country circuit as much as what a lot of the other guys just... used to do it a lot in South Australia when I was there. You know, the Port Lincoln, Mount Gambier Cups used to be great events, and there's nothing like a good trip down to Warrnambool for their cup meeting. So, yeah, they are an enjoyable part of the industry, and, there's a bit of time for us to let our hand down and just mix it with the locals.
If you could ride one in the cup today, who would you like to be on?
I like Junipal. I think great form coming off a good win. Kieran McAvoy in great form, and just drawing the right marble for me in the middle of this track of the field. He should get a beautiful run right up on speed in the right spot, and I'm thinking that Kieran can get the job done.
What about this $1.40 favourite now? I think he's had to $1.50 now, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit soft.
So Shelby Cobra, that most people have said is the unbeatable favourite of the day. What are your thoughts, Dwayne?
Yeah, looks very difficult to beat. If there was one I thought that might be able to test, to be a number six trade wind, might be able to throw a little spanner in the works, a horse from Adelaide.
Okay, well, that's a good bit of a value selection there. And did you
$23 and $7 if you don't mind.
Did you like any in the clockwise?
The babies? I just, I just don't know enough about them. I haven't seen them, and I'd be only stabbing at the dark if I was to pick something there. I just thought the one later in the day, the Astrologist, is probably the one that should be getting the prize and going on to bigger and better things.
Well, little each-way value play, the trade win, maybe in the Quinella with a favourite as well. Dwayne, we'll touch base throughout the day.
Oh, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.